today I have been walking around singing Frankie Lane songs at the top of my lungs, which is much most annoying to my neighbors. Because we're going to be talking to Frankie Lane this evening. I'm really excited about this. This is going to be fun. Frankie Lane is going to be on the program. You know, he's had so many hits over the years, but some of the things he's known for are television or movie theme songs. And one of the ones I was singing all day long in the office, to much to the chagrin of other people, because once I start singing it, then half the staff starts singing it, and we're all walking in the building singing it, and our boss thinks we're nuts now, but it's this. God, I love that. On the line with us right now, Frankie Lane. How are you, sir?
Hello, Pete. How you doing?
Fine.
I wish I could have heard you sing it.
Thanks for being on the program with us.
Thank you.
You've been around for quite a while now. You don't mind us telling your age, do you?
No, I was just 85, March 30th.
Congratulations, and you're still out there singing. You got a new album out.
Yeah, it is doing very well, thank heavens.
The album is called Wheels of a Dream. We'll hear a little bit of it a little later on. But
right.
How many albums have you put out now?
I think this is the 96th.
Wow. 96 albums.
Yeah.
Where did this all begin for you?
How do you mean, the albums or the recordings?
The recordings, the career, right from what was day one for you?
Well, I was working at a little club called Billy Berg's in Hollywood in 1946, and I was asked to do a song with the group that was working there with me, and they didn't have a vocalist, and some disc jockey by the name of Al Jarvis began playing that particular side, and all of a sudden they offered me a deal to do four sides, and I insisted on doing an old song called That's My Desire.
Mm-hmm.
And it took off, and that was the beginning.
Was it your intention to be a recording artist? Did you start?
Well, yeah, I was looking to make a living any way I could, that through music, you know. And this was an old tune that I had been singing in the club, and it was a hit in the club already.
Now you're talking Hollywood in the 40s now.
46.
46, but you're not there from there originally. You're from Chicago, if I'm not mistaken, right?
That's right.
So how did
I got to Hollywood? Because I was working in Cleveland at a war plant, and they wanted somebody to go out and start a similar department that I was working in California, to save shipping costs,
mm-hmm.
if you want to believe that. And that's how I got to Hollywood.
But you started singing, I guess, as a young man in Chicago?
In Chicago, in the all-boy choir.
All-boys choir. Now, a lot of people sing in choirs, but not a lot of people go on to having recording careers and acting careers like yourself. When did you know you had the talent or the desire to make that leap from the all-boys choir to Hollywood?
Well, I had the desire right from the very beginning, from the time I saw Al Jolson do Sonny Boy in the picture called Singing Fool. And it took a long time. It was 17 years from the time I got started, which was about 1931, and I didn't really hit until 1946.
Mm-hmm. A lot of the songs you've done, I mean, we played the Rawhide. First of all, how did that come about, Rawhide?
Well, I had done, I had recorded a song called High Noon.
Right.
And it was a Dmitri Tiomkin composition. The lyric was done by Ned Washington. It had been featured in a picture, and the guy who did the theme song in the film was Tex Ritter. And he sure had a shot at having the big record, because he also had a record on it.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, our record became the hit. And I don't know why, But from then on, any time a picture came up that Dmitri Tiomkin was doing the music, they would call me.
Right.
So I wound up doing Gunfight at OK Corral. I wound up doing Blown Wild. Then somebody else at Columbia Pictures called me for another theme song, 310 to Yuma. Then I got a call to do Man Without a Star for Kirk Douglas film. And then Rawhide came along, and there it is. Every time Dmitri Tiomkin had to do a score for a movie, I got the call.
Were you surprised by the success? I mean, I think as kids, everybody, you know, kids play, at least with the time when there were a lot of Westerns on television, kids always played cowboys and Indians.
Yeah.
And you couldn't separate that song from that show. I mean, kids would all we all sang that song growing up.
Well, if you remember, rock and roll started in 1955.
Right.
And most pop singers suffered considerably in popularity when rock and roll came in. And I think Rawhide saved me from that. Because the kids caught into it, and all of a sudden, Rawhide became like a household word. And in the middle of all that rock and roll stuff, I was doing great with Rawhide.
He didn't do too badly in the awards category, too. I believe he had 21 gold records?
Yeah, through the years, slowly they accumulated. And it was during the years of the Ed Sullivan Show, which we did many times. And well, I guess we got pretty lucky.
Mm-hmm. What about some of the contemporaries, some of the people you worked with through the years? I know you worked with people like Sinatra, like Nat King Cole. What was that like?
Well, it was wonderful. Nat Cole was the greatest, as far as I'm concerned. He was a very dear friend, and he helped me considerably to get started and recorded the very first song I wrote. And then I was on his very first television show, kind of reciprocation, you might say. And Nat, when we lost Nat, we lost one of the greatest talents this music world ever produced.
Now, you and Nat King Cole were close friends, right?
Very close.
So you must have seen, because, I mean, it's a different world we live in today than the one that Nat King Cole was around in.
Yes.
And despite the fact that he was such a musical talent, he did see his share of racism.
Yes, he did.
Were you ever witness to the things that Nat King Cole had to live through and go through as a musical artist at the time?
Well, I knew it was going on. I can't say that I actually ever witnessed anything like mm-hmm. that, but I knew it was happening.
7900991 is the number to call. StarTalk, *8255, a service of Bell Mobility, and 1-800-491-2523 for the Laurentians, Eastern Townships, Ottawa Hall area, and also the border states. We have on the line with us Frankie Lane. If you have any questions, all of our lines are free. I want to play another one of your big hits that we... I dug out one of your albums this afternoon, and I want to play one of your big hits here on CJD. Oh, I think we just lost some equipment. Anyway, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to come back with Frankie Lane. Our lines are free, 7900991. This is News Talk Radio, CJD.
I believe for every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows. I believe that somewhere in the darkest night, a candle glows. I believe for everyone who goes astray, someone will come to show the way. I believe, I believe, I believe above the storm the smallest prayer will still be heard. I believe that someone in the great somewhere hears every word. Every time I hear a newborn baby cry, or touch a leaf, or see the sky, then I know why
biggest hits, I believe, here on CJD. We're talking to Frankie Lane. 7900991 is the number to call. Tell us about that particular song and how that came to be.
Which one?
I Believe.
Old Mitch Miller found that song. He was the A&R man at Columbia Records at that particular time, and he called me one day, and I think it was in early January of 1953, and he said, I got something for you. So he flew out and came out to the house and rang the bell, and I opened the door, and he started singing, I Believe, and he doesn't have a very good voice. And I knew right away the minute I heard the words that I had to record it.
Is that how you made your decision, how you made your choices? Was it the words, was it the melody? How did you know I hit?
Well, you didn't always know, but sometimes combinations, sometimes it was the lyrics, sometimes it was the music.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to the line. 7900991 is the number. Mario, hi, you're on CJD.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Lane.
Good evening, how are you?
Fine, thank you. You sang in movies, right? Did you
star
in any? Did you ever make any appearances in movies?
Well, I did a couple, but I think I did a total of 7 movies, but they were mostly B musicals that were tailored to fit what I was doing at the time.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't anything special.
Yeah, were you in Blazing Saddles? Did you make a small part in?
No, I did the theme song, but I was not in the picture.
Oh, I see. You got to meet like Kirk Douglas and all these guys. Who impressed you the most?
Well, I didn't get to meet all of them because we recorded at oddball times, and
right.
It didn't interfere with their shooting.
Uh-huh.
A lot of times the picture was already finished.
I know, but you got to meet some then, no?
Well, I got to meet some of them, but I met Mel Brooks, and I met
I'm talking about the old stars like the Kirk Douglas or John Wayne.
No, I never met. I met John Wayne. He came to the house one time.
Uh-huh.
He wanted me to record The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance, but
see.
We were going to Europe and didn't have time to do it.
You didn't do the song in The Man Who Shot Liberty?
No, I think it was Gene Pitney did it.
Oh, I see. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks, sir.
Bye bye. 7900991 is the number. Mark, hi, you're on CJD.
Oh, hi. Hi, Peter. I wanted to say after hearing I Believe, Barbra Streisand does that on her new album at about a 15th of the speed. And I got to say, the Frankie Lane original still sounds better to me. I was in New York recently, and I heard the Wheels of a Dream title song on a radio station down there. And it's a brand new song from the new musical Ragtime that was in Toronto about a year ago, and it amazed me because normally when you get to Mr. Lane's age, you kind of lose your enthusiasm for tracking down new songs. I mean, Sinatra said I think about 10 years ago that he'd more or less given up on new songs and just wanted to stick with the stuff he knew and sing that over and over. And it's true with most singers of that generation. So I wondered, first of all, how a couple of young songwriters with a new musical managed to get that song to you.
Well, the publisher actually was responsible. A man by the name of Frank Military called me and played it for me on the phone. He says, here's something for your new album. We were starting to look for material at that point. And I heard it and I said, yes. I had the same feeling I had when I first heard Ducky Old Son.
Right.
And that was the clue I had.
And you still listen to a lot of new songs?
Oh, yeah. All the time.
Well, that's good to hear. Still chasing that hit?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. I think it's a great recording, and I can't wait to hear the rest of the album.
I'm glad you like it.
Thanks.
Thank you for the call. Bye-bye. 7900991 is the number. Joanne in Chattagay, hi, you're on CJD.
Hi.
Hi.
Frankie?
Hello, dear. How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
Pretty good.
How's your throat these days?
What is it?
How's your throat these days?
Oh, fine. I've had no trouble for years.
Great. I remember when you were a dentist on TV for a while.
Yeah?
Yeah. Do you still have your boat?
No, I sold that when my wife passed away.
Oh, dear. Oh, well, I've been a fan of yours for years, and I love all your songs.
Thank you, darling.
You're my favorite Frankie. you keep going along there now.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
She said you're her favorite Frankie.
Yeah.
Let's go to Ray in Dorval. Hi, you're on CJD with Frankie Lane.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Frank.
How are you?
How are you, my man?
Pretty good, pretty good.
How's life on your side? How's life?
How's life, Frankie?
Oh, fine. I'm having a great time.
Good for you. Are you keeping shape?
Am I what?
Are you keeping shape?
Well, I'm trying.
Yeah, you're trying.
Yeah.
Listen, you brought us happiness with your new the CD, the greatest of Frankie Lane. You brought us happiness I won't imagine. We play bridge, we listen to your song and everything. By the way, did you ever met Marilyn Monroe?
Who?
Marilyn Monroe.
Did you ever met her?
No, I never did.
You never did?
No.
What about Elvis?
Yes, I met him once in Vegas.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I got a hand lives down there, and I never have a chance to see them anyway. But
yeah.
I think my wife wants to say hello to you, too. Anyway, good luck and everything, and good health and everything.
Thank you. Same to you.
Okay, Joe.
Hello.
Yes, Joe.
Hello.
I just wanted the pleasure of being able to say I said hello to you.
Thank you, darling.
We still listen to your music regularly, and we love you.
I'm sure glad.
Thank you. Do you play in nightclubs sometimes?
Not anymore.
No, you did, though.
No.
You did.
You don't do any touring at all?
No, I just do concerts now, and usually in the area here. In San Diego.
In San Diego.
Yeah.
You going to put out the new CD sooner or later?
Well, there's a new CD out called Frankie Lane, The Wheels of a Dream. We're going to hear a little bit from it later on.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
Pleasure.
Take care.
Nice talking to you. Bye-bye.
Rona, hi, you're on CJD with Frankie Lane. Hello, Rona, are you there?
Yeah.
You go ahead.
Hello, Rona.
Hi, Frankie.
I can barely hear you.
Oh, can you? I just want to say that I loved your song, He's Not Heavy, He's My Brother.
Good.
Okay, Rona.
And you take care.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Ann in Verdun, hi, you're on CJD with Frankie Lane.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Good to speak to you. My favorite song by you is Rose, Rose, I Love You.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that.
That's a long time away.
Yeah,
long time
it was 1951.
That's right. And what's your favorite song of yours?
I Believe.
Oh, I also like That's My Desire.
Yeah, that was the one that started the whole thing.
Oh, I can't believe you're 85.
Yes, I am.
Well, your voice hasn't changed.
Thank you.
And I have to buy you a new CD.
I hope so.
Okay, keep well.
Thank you, bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Gilmore and LaSalle, higher on CJD.
Me?
Yes, go ahead.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello, Frankie.
How are you?
I have a 78 still. 78, the old disc there.
Oh, yeah.
Mule Train!
You still remember that, huh?
Oh, I've got these. And I've still got a recorder downstairs.
I see.
That I can play it on.
Well, that's good.
You can't buy it anymore.
Yeah.
They're all 78s.
Well,
and I have all your records,
they're
Frankie.
They're collector's items now. Hang on to them.
And I have I Believe, too.
Yeah.
I have all your records.
Well, good.
My wife and I were, we thought you were the greatest thing ever.
Thank you.
We're 65, 66 now.
Oh, you're babies.
No, we're babies compared to you. I thought I saw you at the Seville Theater. Did you ever perform there?
Where was that?
Here in have you ever played Montreal?
Oh, yeah.
At the Seville Theater?
The Forum.
Oh, you played the Forum?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Did you ever play the Seville Theater?
No, I never did.
Okay.
I played the Faison d'Or, and I played the Queen Elizabeth Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but you never played at the Seville?
No, I never did.
Okay, Gilmore.
And I didn't see you.
Okay.
No.
Thank you for the call.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
7900991 is the number to call. Star Talk, star 8255, a service of Bell Mobility, and 1-800-491-2523 for the Laurentians, Eastern Townships, Ottawa Hull area, and also the border states. We're talking to Frankie Lane, his new album, which we'll hear a little bit of in the next half hour. It's called Wheels of a Dream. It's now out. Frankie Lane, Wheels of a Dream. And we'll hear some more of his other music, too, in the next half hour. And your chance to talk to him here on News Talk Radio CJD. That comes up right after the news.
got to offer battle to bad men near and far. He conquered fear and he conquered hate. He turned dark night into day. He made his blazing saddle a torch to light the way. When outlaws rule the west and fear filled the land, a cry went up for a man with guts to take the west in hand. They needed a man who was brave and true, with justice for all as his aim. Then out of the sun rode a man with a gun, and Bart was his name. Yes, Bart was his name. He rode a blazing saddle. He wore a shining star. His job to offer battle to bad men near and far. He conquered fear and he conquered hate. He turned dark night into day. He made blazing saddle.
Song from Blazing Saddles, both Leo Destrella and Master Control and I riding our chairs around the studios like horses. It's really sad to watch. We're talking to Frankie Lane. And Frankie, how did you hook up with Mel Brooks to record the theme song to Blazing Saddles?
Well, it was a very odd thing the way it happened. I was in Vegas, and I was called upon to do the Merv Griffin show when he still had the talk show.
Right.
And when I got there for rehearsal, he said, "What do you want to sing?" And I said, what do you want me to sing?" He says, "Well, how about Wild Goose and That's My Desire?" I said, "Fine." So I had no idea when I went on to do the show that Mel Brooks was in L.A. listening to the show, and he heard Wild Goose, and he said, "That's the guy we need for our new picture." So when I got back to the hotel, there was a call from Mel Brooks, and I called him back, and he said, "I'd like for you to do the new theme song for our new movie." And I didn't even know who he was at the time.
Okay.
So I said, "Well, I won't be through here for another week or so." He says, "Well, I need this done right away." I said, "Well, don't you think I ought to at least hear the song?" So he sent me a demo, a tape, and the minute I heard it, I knew I wanted to do it. So they flew me in the next day, and I went into the studio, and I didn't even have time to learn it ahead of time. I had to learn it while I was doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And on the eighth take, he said, "That's it." So we had it. And then I didn't know it was a comedy. I did it seriously like I did High Noon.
Right.
And nobody was more surprised than I was when it turned out to be a funny picture.
What did you think when you finally saw it all put together, your voice to the music on that film?
Well, I was very embarrassed. I didn't know whether to laugh or cry. But it turned out to be a tremendous hit.
Absolutely. Now, at the time that Blazing Saddles came along, I mean, you had done so many theme songs for a lot of Westerns, and to be honest, Westerns weren't quite in vogue when Blazing Saddles came along. That was at the tail end when Westerns were being made. Were you ever afraid when you started doing these Western theme songs that you were going to get typecast and it might hurt your career?
Yes, I did. In fact, I told Mitch, I said, "I'm going to lose a lot of my jazz fans." He says, "Yeah, but you'll pick up a whole bunch of other listeners who might not have heard you." And we were both right.
Absolutely. Let's go back to the phones. We have on the line with us Frankie Lane, Dorothy, and St. Hubert Higher on CJD.
Hi, Frankie.
Hello, Dorothy. How are you?
I'm great. Where's your mule trains parked tonight?
I don't know.
But your rendition of Jealousy sure got us hopping.
Well, thank you, darling.
And you're only one man, but you sure brought a lot of joy to millions.
Well,
thank you,
dear. That's very nice of you to say that.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I appreciate it. Bye.
Bye-bye. Shirley, hi, you're on CJD. Hello, Shirley, are you there?
Hi. Oh, I didn't hear you because the phone...
Hello,
the phone
Shirley.
Clicked at the same time. Hi, Frankie.
How are you?
It's such a privilege. Oh, I'm very happy to talk to you.
Well, good.
You can't realize how happy you made some little girl that went out of her way to see your movies. And I used to spend all my time in movies and all. You know, I wasn't even supposed to be in the movie house at 16. It was the age limit.
Oh.
And I used to get in because I wore high heels and pretended I was older. So I was always in spending my allowance and whatnot. I'm much younger than you, but I have one thing to say. You impressed me with Jezebel. Nobody mentioned that one.
Thank you.
Wild Goose. You have vibrancy in your voice, charm, and integrity. And
thank
it's
you.
Always come across.
How about that? That's
isn't
very
that
nice.
Wonderful? I always read you as, oh, isn't he great, you know? And keep it
day.
Up. I'm so happy that you're still around and you're still making a living from something that's giving so many people so much joy.
Thank you, darling. That's
none of
nice.
Your movies are how would you say, second rate. They're all wonderful.
Thank
I
you.
I used to love seeing you. So it's been a pleasure talking to you and many more years to come.
Thank you, dear. Same to you.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye.
Hey, Frankie?
Yeah?
You said there were collector's items. What do you do to know how to go about, you know, because I have a whole pile of
well, any 78s
yeah.
that were hits are collector's items.
And we go to, who do we go to?
Well, I don't know. I've never bothered myself, but they tell me they're collector's items.
Shirley, just enjoy them.
Okay.
Just enjoy them.
I can't play them anymore because my record player is just too refined for them. I
no,
need an older one,
no.
and I don't have one. Anyway, thank you very much for talking to me.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
The good work.
Besides your new album, which is called Wheels of a Dream, and of course it's on CD, can you get is the Frankie Lane collection out there on CD for those who like some of our callers don't have 78s to play their 78s on?
Yeah, you can. There's a Reader's Digest 3-CD set
mm-hmm.
that's out now, doing very well. In fact, it came out before this Wheels of a Dream came out.
Right.
And it's been doing extremely well.
Great. Let's go to Ann in Il Perro. Hi, you're on CJD with Frankie Lane.
Frankie?
Hello, Ann.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good.
This is the first time in my life I've ever phoned a radio station.
How about that?
But I wanted to phone and tell you how much I've enjoyed your music over the years.
That makes me very happy.
I was one of the rock and roll, you know, that age group.
Yeah, yeah.
But I always, whenever they said your name, I always tuned into you. I thought you were just
good.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you, dear.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Take care. 7900991 is the number. A few lines free if you want to call in. John and Broussard. Hi, you're on CJD.
Hi, Frankie.
Hello, John.
I'd like to know the background on the Wild Goose song. Where did it come from? And,
it was written by a guy named Terry Gilkison, who used to have a trio, and I can't remember the name of the group, but he wrote some great material. He wrote Memories Are Made of This.
Oh, yeah.
He wrote Marianne.
Oh, yeah.
He wrote Wild Goose. He wrote Tell Me a Story.
Right, right.
He wrote some other things that I recorded. And I can't remember the names of all of them. I recorded some of them.
Yeah, I think the other one, the lady just before mentioned Jezebel. And I remember, well,
that was written by Wayne Shanklin. But Terry Gilkison was a very successful songwriter. He lives in New Mexico now, and I think he's taken up painting.
Oh, I see. I have another question for you. You know,
yeah.
You seem to have had everything in your life. Is there anything that you've regretted or that you've missed that you didn't have?
Well, I wish I'd have started 10 years earlier.
I see.
Or I wish it had happened 10 years earlier.
And how do you... do you do any voice exercises? Because your voice.
I sing every day for about an hour.
So you do keep.
And I try to hit the high notes every day.
I see. Well, it's been nice talking to you, Frank.
Thank you.
Hope you're around for another 20.
I hope so too.
Right.
Thank you for the call.
Bye.
Bye bye. Ruth and Lachine, hi, you're on CJD.
Hi. I just want to say how absolutely wonderful it is to hear Frankie Lane.
Well, thank you, Ruth. How are you?
Oh, and you were my absolute favorite in the 50s, and you had a TV program every Friday night, and I never missed it.
Thank you. I was tuned into
that like glue. I thought you were absolutely wonderful, and you sound just as young now as you did then.
Well, tell me, Ruth, what was the attraction for you back then and to Frankie and the television show?
I don't know, but I had his picture on my wall, and I thought he was absolutely wonderful.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yes, I just loved your voice, and you sound just as young now as you did then.
I'm glad to hear that.
So it was a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Charles in Côte Saint-Luke. Hi, you're on CJD with Frankie Lane.
Hello.
Hello.
Frankie, you were at the Bonaventure Room of the Queen Elizabeth Hotel in 1967.
Yes.
And I remember you had double lenses on your spectacles, on your glasses.
I still have them.
And you made a joke about the audience. You flipped them up and said, I don't want to look at the audience till I finish my act.
Yeah, that's right.
And in my opinion, you were bigger then than the Elvis Presley and the Beatles put together at that time.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, I would say so. Anyway, it's a pleasure to speak to you, and
I hope you
have many more years.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Annie in Little Burgundy. Hi, you're on CJD with Frankie Lane.
Oh, I better put my radio down.
Please turn your radio down.
Just a moment.
Yes.
It's Annie, just a moment.
Yes. 7900991. She's running out to turn her radio down. She'll run back. 7900991 star talk star 8255 a service of Bell Mobility.
I didn't take too much time.
No, go ahead.
Hello, Frankie.
How are you?
My best Frankie. I love two Frankies, and I'll tell you, you
Thank
turn
you.
Me on.
Thank you.
I saw you in Las Vegas.
Oh, really?
And it was in 1960, I believe, at the Dunes. Is that possible, the Dunes?
Yes, it is.
And I was sitting pretty much up front. And I always had a certain serenity that many, many people told me about, and you came down after the floor. I was in awe. I was in awe. And you came down, and you said, who are you? You know?
Yeah.
Like that. Like, you know? You said, I wasn't feeling too much up to par, and you just, like, I was giving you energy or strength or something, you know?
Well, it helped.
Yeah.
It's always good when I see audience reaction is good.
Oh, it's so great. What's your secret at 85?
I wish I knew. I'd bottle it.
Oh, yeah. That's for sure. But maybe you can give a few hints to some of us. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
darling. And God bless you, and I'm going to get out there and get that CD.
Okay.
All right. I've got a 78. That's the old one.
All right.
All right.
Thank you for the
Bye.
Call.
It's
so great talking to you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, darling.
I wanted to play another track from your album. As a matter of fact, we had a caller earlier who mentioned that he heard the title track to your new album. Tell us a little bit about that. That came from Ragtime, right?
Right, and Frank Military, the publisher, is the one who played it for me on the phone from New York, and the minute I heard it, I knew I had to do it.
Well, Ragtime just yesterday racked up an impressive number of Tony nominations.
Yeah, 13.
Yeah, so it's doing pretty good. And,
yeah, I understand there's a third traveling company starting in Washington, D.C., very soon.
Well, here is the title track from Frankie Lane's new album. It's entitled Wheels of a Dream.
I see his face. I hear of a dream. Yeah, the winds are turning for a girl, and the towns are starting to roll. Any man can get where he wants to, if he's got some fire in his soul. We'll see justice coming, and plenty of men will stand up and give us our due. I swear that's more than promises, swear that it must be true. A country that lifts a man like me, own a car, raise a child, build a life with you. With you. Beyond that road, beyond this lifetime, this time full of hope will always lead with the promise of happiness and the freedom he'll live to know. He'll travel with head held high, far as his heart can go, and he will rise. Our sun will rise on the wheels of a dream.
Wow, you can still hit those notes, Frankie.
Thank you. I'm glad.
Frankie Lane, The Wheels of a Dream, which is the title track of your new album, 7900991 is the number to call. Lines are free. We just have a few more minutes to go with Frankie. You've had such a long career, and yet you managed to draw the attention of fans who are younger and younger. You know, you have the fans that you've had when you started, but you keep getting new fans. Why do you think you've been successful that way?
Well, it's the music, I think. I try to pick good material. I try to, of course, I've done that in the past, and it hasn't happened, so who's to say? I really don't know.
Let's go back to the phones. Joan and Dorval, hi, you're on CJD with Frankie Lane.
Hello, Joan.
Joan, are you there?
Nope.
I think we've lost Joan. 7900991 is the number. Star Talk, star 8255, a service of Bell Mobility, and 1-800-491-2523 for the Laurentians, Eastern Townships, Ottawa Hull area, and also the border states. Lenny, hi, you're on CJD.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to say hello to Frankie Lane.
Go ahead.
Hello, Lenny. How are you?
Hey, Frankie. I'm doing great. I'll tell you, I've been one of your fans since, I don't know, since, oh, I was a tyke, a small young fella. And you were one of my favorites. And when you sang Jezebel and you sang Train and you sang all those numbers, man, I tell you, you had me hooked. And I was just listening to that new record of yours, and I just think you're still fantastic, and you can still hit those high notes, man, I tell you. God bless you, and I hope you keep doing it for a long time.
It's a great song.
It sure is. I'll tell you, it put goose pimples on my blood, on my arms.
That's why I recorded it.
Did you now? Well, I'll tell you, it sure was great to hear you singing again.
Thank you.
And it's awful great for me to be able to talk to you, because you've been one of my greatest just about all my life.
Thank you.
And I wish you good luck and continued success.
Same to you. Bye.
Bye. Take now.
Bye-bye. 7900991. Marty, hi, you're on CJD. Hello, Marty?
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Hi, Frankie.
Hello, Marty. How are you?
I'm fine. I saw you in San Francisco back in the 70s.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know. I forget the name of the hotel now.
Fairmont.
It was on the rooftop.
Fairmont.
Fairmont, that's right, where they had the elevator going up on the outside of the building. My favorite song at that time was Jealousy and Jezebel.
Oh, yeah, that was quite a while ago.
Yes, that's, 25 years ago?
Yes.
Yeah, it's good to hear from you.
Good. Nice talking to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've had so many hits in your career, and I know that a lot of times songs are pitched to particular artists. Sometimes you say yes, sometimes you say no. Has there ever been anything you turned down that became a big hit for somebody else that you may have regretted not doing?
Yeah, Witchcraft.
Witchcraft?
But I had Jezebel going at the time, and I thought they were too much alike.
Right.
And I've always wanted to record it, and I may still do it.
Was there anything that you wanted to record that you didn't turn down but you didn't get the opportunity to?
Well, this whole album are songs that I've always wanted to do and never got a chance to. So I made that the point of this album, especially after I heard Wheels of a Dream.
We should mention that some of the other songs in the album, I mean, that's a new one, Wheels of a Dream.
Well, there, Song of India.
Song of India. There's Moon Glow. There's
Nature Boy.
Mm-hmm.
You'll Never Find Another Love Like Mine.
Right.
That's All. Scarlet Ribbons.
Mm-hmm.
How Do You Keep the Music Playing? There's a great new tune on there called Until Now. It's going to scare you at the note I hit on the end. I never think I'm going to make it, even though I've already recorded it.
Let's go to Norma. Hi, you're on CJD.
Hi.
Hello, Norm.
Hi, Frankie.
How you doing, darling?
Oh, I'm fine. I just wanted to let you know that when I was a bride way back in June of 1949...
Wow.
We moved on to a farm with no electricity.
Really?
Yes. And I heard when I worked in town, of course they had a radio. I didn't. I couldn't run it. I had one, but I couldn't run it. And I heard your song. And I drove my husband crazy trying to find what we called a gramophone those days.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't have the record, so my sister gave it to me for my my pre-Christmas gift.
Uh-huh.
And I played that thing out, and my husband had to get me another one.
which
I wore it right out.
Which song was it, Norma?
Mule Train.
Mule Train.
I loved it, and from then on, I've been your fan.
Well, it's a big love song for mules.
I just loved it. You had so much life to it, and it was beautiful. I just loved it. And, of course, I love Nature Boy.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was wonderful, and I believe there. That was wonderful.
Yeah. Good song.
It was. It was great to talk to you,
okay,
and good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take
bye.
Care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Faye, hi, you're on CJD with Frankie Lane.
Hello, Frank.
Hello, Faye. How are you?
I'm great. Frank, do you remember about 35, 40 years ago, you picked the ticket and someone won a house?
No.
In Montreal?
No, I don't.
I think you were at the El Morocco at the time.
Uh-huh.
You don't recall?
No, I don't.
Well, you picked my ticket, and I won the house.
Really?
That's right.
I'll be darned.
That's right.
Well, I hope you were happy.
You were quite friendly with my brother at the time at the club, and he got hysterical.
Well, I hope you were happy in it.
And it so happens I was a great fan of yours.
Thank you.
And I wish you'd play more often.
Well,
I'd like to hear your records more often.
Days.
Pardon me?
I don't get around much these days.
No, well.
Just in the recording studio.
Yeah, well, nice hearing you.
Thank you.
I'm a little...
And thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye.
Take care, Faye.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. What's next for Frankie Lane?
Well, I hope this album is a big hit, and then we'll see what happens after that.
Mm-hmm.
There'll probably be a Christmas album, which I've never had.
All these years you've never done a Christmas album?
No, I've done a few Christmas songs. I think I've got 5 in the can.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never made a Christmas album, so that may be next.
Well, that would be something definitely to look forward to.
Okay.
I thank you very, very much for talking with us this evening.
Thank you, Pete.
The album is called Frankie Lane, Wheels of a Dream. That's his new album that's out right now. We heard the title track from that album. You also mentioned that for those who want to get some of your big hits from the past, there's a 3-CD set from Reader's Digest. Is that what
right.
you said?
All I have to do is call Reader's Digest.
Okay. So there's a
and it's a 1-800.
Yep.
RD Music.
RD Music. 1-800-RD-MUSIC for Reader's Digest.
Right.
And the new Frankie Lane album should be available in stores.
Yeah, that's all over now.
Okay. Wheels of a Dream is the name of the album. I thank you very much, Frankie, for being on the program with us.
Thank you, Pete.
Take care.
Bye.
Frankie Lane and Wheels of a Dream, the new album, also the 3-CD set from Reader's Digest. You can check that out by calling 1-800-RD-MUSIC.